Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. There is a new bill in front of the House of Delegates that is pretty revolutionary in some ways in terms of what it's suggesting for police training. We are joined here by Delegate Jill Carter, who introduced these bills. She represents, of course, the 41st District in Baltimore City. Chris Brown, who's been with us before as well. She's a youth advocate and, of course, the mother of Christopher Brown, the young teenager who was killed last year during a struggle with a Baltimore County police officer and has been advocating for reform ever since. And Chris Brown and Delegate Carter, welcome. Good to have you both with us again.
Good to be here.
So who wants to begin here? Delegate, could you tell us about this bill you're putting in and exactly what
I will. I would like to begin, and good afternoon, good evening again, Ms. Brown, who was down here in Annapolis today. And let me just say, we are on the floor right now debating the gas tax. So I'm going to be very short.
Okay.
Basically, on the heels of the Trayvon Martin case that gained national attention for a teenager that was, we believe, unarmed, that was killed by a quasi-law enforcement or self-proclaimed law enforcement person, was Christopher Brown. Following that, there was a national report that said that every 36 hours in America, a black man, child, or woman is killed at the hands of law enforcement. A study, a survey of Maryland, showed that about 18, possibly 20, in the first part of 2012, killings in Maryland by law enforcement officers. And there were 12 in Baltimore City.
12.
The final thing I'd like to say is that we spend millions of dollars a year settling police brutality cases. So all the legislation is designed to do is to enforce better training for police so that we can save lives and so that we can also save ourselves money. And so it seems like a simple measure, although it does meet with opposition from law enforcement, and mainly they say, well, we don't need any help because we're already doing it just fine, which, of course, if they were doing it fine, Christopher Brown would likely be alive, and so would all of the others.
So before we turn very quickly to Chris Brown, I know you have to run, Delegate, but what essentially is in the bill? What would your bill change?
It would mandate annual in-service training that includes cultural diversity, use of force, and life-saving skills to include but not be limited to CPR. And the second bill that I call the companion bill would also call for the release or publicizing of misconduct cases, as well as what the punishment is. And that is the one that meets the most opposition. But, you know, many of us are subject to that. Attorneys, for example, when we are found to commit misconduct in office, as attorneys, as lawyers, you know, we're on the Internet forever. And so it's not a crazy or, you know, an exotic idea when police officers have so much power. And at a time when we are about to probably pass a major assault weapons ban, law enforcement is the only category of persons that's completely excluded from that. So it's a huge issue.
Huh. Well, we're looking forward to see where this goes. So where is it now? Is it in committee?
It's in committee, and I'm here fighting. We are likely to be here until about midnight in committee after the floor session, fighting it, and this bill is on the list, and so it's my job to try to convince my colleagues that we have to pass it.
And which committee is it?
House Judiciary Committee.
All right, well, we look forward to talking to you maybe first thing in the morning and see what happened. We won't wake you up too early, but...
Well, thank you, and on that note, I did just miss a vote on an amendment.
Well, go.
Hopefully it was not a good one. Okay.
Go vote. Delegate Jill Carter, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Chris Brown, welcome back. And so, but you're in the middle of this fight down in Annapolis, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, because we've gone Christopher's whole life keeping him out of trouble. And, you know, I think, you know, as a parent, I did an awesome job. Right now, I was at the peak of seeing this young man and all the investment that our whole family had placed and carefully laid out. You know, I gave my son a hard way to go just to be, you know, correct. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then for it to turn out this way, I owe him this total fight because I believe his life was meant to change other lives. And if I don't do that part, then his legacy and his life, he did that. So I really have to honor him in this way that other people, not just children, but, you know, families, don't have to, you know, walk this road of losing a loved one just because they lack CPR training or lack you know, the correct training as an officer. And with our tax dollars, you know, put in place, not just for, not for uniforms, not for transportation, but for the correct training of our officers. And that's all I'm doing is just holding them accountable, and I'm asking everybody else to do the same. We want to bridge the gap. We're not trying to hurt officers.
Well, I'm going to take a quick call in here before we have to go to break. And, Chris, and David, you're on the air, but we only have a few minutes left, so go ahead.
Yes, how you doing?
Good.
Good, yeah. I was one of Chris Brown's mentors. Like Ms. Chris Brown said, he was a very wonderful young guy. We all stand behind her. We all trying to fight for her, make sure that this bill passed through. Long story short, you know, all the mentoring group at Empowerment Temple, we stand by Christopher Brown. We stand by his mother, his sisters, his brother. We want to make sure that this bill don't go on deaf ear, that it will be passed through and something can and will come out in a positive aspect.
David, thank you so much. And we will be talking, of course, tomorrow morning. We'll try to get a hold of Delegate Carter to see what happened, to give you a follow-up on our program tomorrow night, just to let you know how this transpired. And Chris, I deeply appreciate the work you do, just being able to stand up and do the work in the face of the horrible tragedy you face. I mean, as a father myself, I just can't imagine what it must be like to lose a child. But you're taking that deep pain and you're turning it into something to try to save other people's lives.
I am. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I definitely am. Just because, you know, it shouldn't go. I'm talking so that this doesn't happen. You know, I think that's the whole point of life in general, is just making sure that you make a difference. Because Christopher, when I heard stories about what he did, and I didn't know about it, he was going to work, and I don't know if he knew that he just was going to have 17 years, but he was doing things in 17 years that I didn't do my whole entire life. So that's amazing. I mean, just as far as giving of himself. So it showed me that that's what I have to set out to do, and I can't, you know, worry about anybody else's, you know, idea of what my mission should be. I'm going with what I think my mission is. And I'm hoping that, you know, we just bridge the gap and be able to make our community for our children a better one. So, you know.
Chris Brown, I appreciate you and the work you do, and we'll stay in touch. And thank you so much for taking your son's memory and trying to make a better world.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Chris.
And thanks for your support, too. Good night.
That's why we're here. Chris Brown, mother of Christopher Brown, who's now in Annapolis, fighting for a bill to give our police better training so there are not more Christopher Browns in our world who are killed. We have to take a break here for the end of our show. And we will thank you all for listening and being part of our show today. I want to remind you the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. And, one second, where's my other list? Here it is. We're going to take, here it is, I'm sorry, folks. The Mark Steiner Show is sponsored in part by the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. Mortgage late? Don't wait. If you're struggling with your mortgage, the state of Maryland is offering housing counseling and legal assistance. Maryland's HOPE program can even help you understand the state's mediation law and the Attorney General's national foreclosure settlement. Don't wait. Get help today. More information at mdhope.org or at 877-462-7555. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Bobby Marvin Holmes, Mark Gunnery, and Stephanie Mavronis. We're engineered tonight by Andrea Melton. Our intern is Lila Warshaw. Theme music by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. To hear this show again, podcast any of our past shows, hear new additional interviews, and get information about our guests and their work, please visit us on the web at steinershow.org. And for Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.